Polish friend at school. Blood soup, that's right. I don't know what kind of blood they made it out of, but it was blood soup.
What did it look like? Did you ever see any of that?
No. He just told me it was very good, very tasty.
Milk that, well, the milk you buy won't do it, but you used to take raw milk and let it sit, and it'd get kind of thick, and you'd call that.
Congealed.
Okay, did you ever hear clabber, or thick milk, or curdled milk?
Cream cheese, is that the same thing?
Yeah, it's made from that. Have you ever seen people make cream cheese? What different kinds of cheese was made from milk? Like, what kind of texture does cream cheese have?
Kind of like wet flour, I guess.
Lumpy?
Yeah.
What's the smooth stuff that comes in little bricks, sort of?
Velvet cheese. I think it has a brand name there. White cheese is all I've heard of it called.
The stuff that's like spread like butter?
Yeah.
Do you ever call that cream cheese?
No.
And the first thing you have to do after milk is to get the, so you know, there'll be hairs and things like that, and you pour it through a fine cloth to get the hairs and the dirt out, and so you
straining it, I guess.
Okay. And something baked in a deep dish, kind of like a, say maybe like an apple pie, and it's got several layers of apples and strips of dough in it. You call that a,
I don't know.
Did you ever hear of a cobbler or a deep apple pie?
Yeah, I've heard of a cobbler. I don't know what it was.
You never tasted that?
Mm.
And if someone has a good appetite, you'd say he sure likes to put away his...
his food.
Did you ever hear it called vittles?
Yeah, but nobody down here calls it vittles.
And food taken between regular meals would be called a...
a snack.
And what would you call a sweet liquid, maybe cream with sugar and nutmeg, that you could pour over pudding or pie? Just any sweet liquid like that would be
a sauce.
And you say, I had what breakfast at 7 o'clock?
8.
And yesterday at that time I had already
eaten.
And tomorrow I will
eat.
And if you were thirsty, you might go to the sink and pour yourself
a glass of water.
And you say the glass fell off the sink and...
broke.
So somebody has...
broken.
Okay, and I didn't mean to...
break it.
And you'd ask me, how much water have you...
drank.
Okay, and I'd say, what, 2 glasses?
Drank 2 glasses.
And you certainly do...
drank.
Okay. And what do you call peas and beets and carrots and so forth that you grow yourself?
Vegetables, you mean?
Any special name for them if you grow them yourself? And where would you grow them?
In the backyard, in the garden, and in a special plot set off for that.
Okay. Did y'all ever grow?
Yeah, we have tomatoes and cucumbers and lima beans and several other things.
Do you enjoy things like that?
No, I don't have enough time for it. I don't know, I like it. It's very good. The tomatoes that we grow are very good.
You and Rick visited a commune or something like
that? Yeah, up in Woodlawn, Michigan.
What did you think of that? Do you think you could ever live?
It was a religious commune.
Oh.
And it was really... I don't know. People seem to get along well enough, you know. I don't work very well with a large group then, you know. I'm finding that out now, you know, where I'm working now, yeah. That, I don't know, it's just...
you just pretty much used to privacy?
Yeah, very much. Sure, I was an only child for 9 years,
mm-hmm.
And then everybody left me alone for the next 9, you know. So, yeah, I'm very used to privacy. I've never had to search for it, you know, until quite recently. And I don't know, I've always very rarely, not haven't gone out much looking for friendships, like, you know, haven't really lost much sleep about friendships.
Say if dinner was on the table and the family's standing around the table, you tell them to go ahead and
eat.
Or they're standing.
Oh, they're standing?
You tell them to
sit down.
So, then they went ahead and
sat down. Sat down.
Okay, you'd say everybody's already
sitting.
But they've already.
They've already seated themselves
or
sat.
What?
Sat.
Okay. And you want someone not to wait until the potatoes were passed over to them. You say to them, just go ahead and
serve yourself or grab some.
Okay. Or go ahead and what yourself?
Serve.
Okay. And if you didn't want to do something by yourself, you'd ask somebody to
serve it all.
Or to what? To do some.